Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Stephen Thompson, and the Pop Culture Happy Hour team is off today. So we are bringing you a very special holiday extravaganza from NPR Music's All Songs Considered podcast. In this festive episode, All Songs' annual celebration of the season returns with a trip to a snowy cabin in the woods, as host Robin Hilton and I attempt to throw a party for the ages. Eggnog will be had, plenty of delightful holiday music will be played, and some special guests might just drop by.
Hey, buddy, Robin Hilton.
Stephen Thompson. Oh my God!
Oh
it's,
my God! Come on in.
Freezing out here.
Come on in. Yeah, give me your coat.
You picked the absolute worst possible night to have this party.
Oh, man, that's always how it goes, isn't it? But, Robin, you remembered this place, right?
Yeah, it's exactly the way I remember it from when Bob Boylan and I first came here. God, it's been like, well, maybe about a decade ago. It's incredible.
Yeah, we got the exact same artificial Christmas tree. We got the exact same. This is actually the same eggnog. But, you know, we keep it cold. Keep it cold up in the cabin.
You make a fresh pot every 10 years, whether you need
exactly.
to or not. Yeah.
It's usually just like I make it in the bathtub. Let me pour us a little eggnog to celebrate.
Cheers. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, buddy.
Oh, that's strong.
You want to stir it.
Well, it's rich. It's very rich. It has a very strong flavor. Well, this is very nice, Stephen. I have to admit, it's really nice to be here. And when you invited me, I was a little skeptical. But, you know, it's been a rough few years, and we haven't, you know, gotten together for the holidays in a long time. So I thought it'd be nice. But I have to be honest. I thought there maybe would be some other people here. It's a little dead.
Well, I mean, hold on one second. I got a little surprise for you.
What? What is that? Some sort of hidden bookcase door?
Of course. You think that was the party? Welcome to the real party, man.
Oh my God, look at this crowd, Stephen.
Right?
Is that Sting? Is that Sting over there?
Robin, do what? Not. Did you look at him in the eyes?
I was just pointing.
No, don't point. Put your finger down.
Well, there's so many other people here. We got to go around. We got to mingle.
Let me take you around the room. We'll introduce you to some people. You know Carly Rae?
Carly Rae. Yes, I know Carly Rae Jepsen. Hey, Carly.
Hey, long time no see.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
So what do you normally do for the holidays? Is this a big time of year for you? Are you pro Christmas, pro holidays?
Oh, man. I mean, on the Christmas Eve of Christmas Eve, my family would take over this hot springs hotel called Harrison Hot Springs in Canada, where I'm from. And there was this band called the Jones Boys who would play all these like old classics like Lady in Red. And there was like a light up dance floor. And we would just take over that dance floor and we would sing along to all the classics. And my cousins and aunts and uncles all came and we had a hot springs. And it was just like this wonderful celebration before the Christmas actual holiday began.
So do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I love Christmas songs that do make me weep. I'm like all for, I think the Judy Garland classic, like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Oh, I don't think it gets better than that. That's my all-time favorite Christmas song.
Do you have that, Stephen? We should play it if you do.
Of course.
Well, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, Carly.
Happy holidays to you, and enjoy all of the chaos that comes with it. I know I will be decorating my tree in no time.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we'll be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a
My mom's name was Judy, named after Judy Garland, so I kind of have a soft spot in my heart.
Well, and have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That is maybe my favorite Christmas.
Oh, really?
Song too. Yeah, I just love that one. Well, let's go around. Let's see who else is here.
Hello, how you doing, Robin?
Hey, it's Robert Glasper. Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
Good, can't complain.
All right. I'm digging your new holiday album in December. You know, you've made this career in a lot of ways out of taking stuff that's super familiar maybe to some people and giving it new life. And I don't know, even so, was it harder than usual when it came to taking on something like Christmas classics?
Yes, it was a little difficult because, you know, when you think of Christmas, you always think of, you know, just happy and snow and eggnog and everything's good and everything's great. But we're in a time right now where it's kind of, things are happening in the world, you know what I mean? And the reality is, you know, just because Christmas time comes around doesn't mean all the problems go away, or you don't feel bad, or you don't have problems with your relationship, or you don't have, you know, you don't, problems don't go away. So yeah. What I tried to do was just make a Christmas album that was just real, like just talked about all the good things and talked about some of the bad things, you know, and I feel like when you talk about some of the bad things, it helps people to know that they're not alone.
Yeah. That makes me think of the song December that you did with Andrew Day.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little melancholy to it, like a little loneliness.
Exactly. That's why I want to speak to those people who feel lonely on during the holidays, you know?
Yeah, loneliness on the holidays is really something. I mean, even you can be around other people and still feel lonely. I mean, like, believe me, given a choice, I would not be hanging out with Robin right now.
Well, we should play December if you've got it, Stephen.
Of course. I got it right here.
Is my body touchable?
just want it to be worth it all. Is that too much to ask? Now that we could make it through the winter day, and the season's calling, and the tears keep falling, and it feels like no one's alone.
Well, it's good talking with you, Robert. Happy holidays.
Man, good talking to you, too. Happy holidays back at you.
Can I freshen your eggnog for you there?
Please do. Could you spike it a little bit?
Oh, it comes pre-spiked.
Yeah, Steven's already made a very ripe batch of eggnog for
Basically,
you.
Basically, there's like an eyedropper full of dairy. Yeah.
Spike a little more.
And our All Songs Considered Holiday Extravaganza will continue right after this.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest-growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you mind if we just keep going around here and see? I can't believe how many people you got here.
Oh my gosh, there's so many people you haven't met.
Oh, wow, Leve, hi.
Hey, Robin.
Steven, I don't know if you've been keeping up much on music, but Leve's been dropping holiday songs this fall.
I do know, Leve. I'm guessing this has got to be one of your favorite times of year.
Oh, I love the holidays. I think, to me, being a musician with kind of like a jazz and classical background, the holidays are the time of year where everyone listens to my kind of music.
One of the holiday records you released was with Norah Jones. Tell us about that one.
Well, I've been a Norah fan since I remember. And I got to meet her this summer. We were playing a jazz festival in Belgium. And we talked about, you know, maybe making a Christmas song. And I never thought anything would come of it. And then a month later, I found myself in a studio with her in New York. And we recorded a cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And we finished it under an hour. And we're like, okay, what now? And Norah had started a bit of a tune. And she was like, you know, do you want to work on it maybe? And she played it for me. And I was like, that's beautiful. And let's finish it. So we finished writing it and recorded it that day as well. And all of a sudden it became, you know, a two holiday song project.
Well, that second song you did together, that's called Better Than Snow. Let's actually hear a little bit of that.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Sit by my fire, I'll never leave you. Look out the window, palm trees aglow. Now as I sweat through my ugly sweater, Christmas with you is better than snow. Drive to the ocean all through December. It would be nice to hide from the cold. Then the sun warms me and I remember Christmas with you is better than snow. Christmas with you is better than snow. Watching the waves crash down on the shore. I never needed anything more than you here beside me. Jack Frost won't mind if we stay in the heat of each other. We'll build sand castles instead of snowmen. We'll bake some cookies either way. I'll take the warmest day of the year, 'cause Christmas with you is better. Christmas with you is better than snow.
Those harmonies. Oh,
Your voices just hang together so beautifully.
Thank you so much. It feels very cool to you and be here.
Oh my gosh, we couldn't have a party without you, Leve.
Well, so good talking with you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.
Robin, have you eaten?
I am hungry.
Well, come on, let's grab a bite. I got a whole spread over here.
Let's work our way through the crowd here.
Oh my gosh, Nick Lowe.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Fancy seeing you here.
You know, seeing you here, Nick, it reminds me of how you put out your holiday album, Quality Street. It was back around the time we first had this holiday party. It was like a decade ago. So I think this is the 10th anniversary of the album, yeah?
It is, yes, it is. I can hardly believe it.
Well, the thing that I love about Quality Street is your No Sleigh Bells mission statement.
Yeah, I think there might be one on it. I think my favorite Christmas song is a fairly modern one. I don't know whether it's known much over here. It's by Chris Rea. and it's called Driving Home for Christmas. Is that a well-known song in the United States?
I don't know that one. What do you love about it?
Well, he's managed to... It's got a great lyric. It's a great idea, you know, Driving Home for Christmas. It's a terrific idea. He's also... It's the sound of the record. He's managed to capture that Christmas sound, which is a sort of essential, really. An ageless Christmas song has to have this sort of warmth, generate this kind of warm feeling. And he's managed to do it in a non sort of soppy way.
I've actually got that song right here. Let's hear it.
Well, it was good chatting with you, Nick. Don't party too hard tonight.
No, right? I will take it easy. This is only my first drink.
Well, I hope it's not the eggnog.
Does not take very much.
Oh, look, I've got to talk to someone over there. I'm sorry, I've got to move.
Well, it was nice to see you, Nick.
Nice to see you.
I have to say, Stephen, you've completely outdone yourself here. You know, I said before, all the years Bob Boylan and I threw this party or tried to take trips go someplace special. Nobody showed up or nothing ever went right. And, you know, it's been a rough few years and for so many people. But this is nice. It's been really nice, man.
Aw, bring it in, buddy.
Not a hugger, but okay.
What is it?
I feel like everybody who was supposed to be here is here. Who's knocking at the door?
Hey, fellas.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, my God, Olivia. I was just telling Steven how, you know, it's just been this rough few years. Really, but this party's been so great, and now you're here. It's like, it's a Christmas miracle.
I get that. You know what? Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, totally.
Yeah, we've been asking everyone what they normally do to celebrate the season. What do?
Yeah, I'm the only child, so I spend with my parents. Sometimes we go to the beach if we're in LA, but these past few years we've been going to New York. And last year my family and I went to the tree at Rockefeller Center, and that was really fun. I felt like I was in Home Alone or something. But that's been really fun to kind of have a white Christmas, or at least a cold Christmas, you know.
Well, you got a white Christmas. It's so terrible out, but it is nice to have all the snow.
Yeah, I actually think one year I went to Wisconsin to try to get a white Christmas, and it didn't snow, and it randomly snowed in LA, of course, and I wasn't there.
Yeah, I think the trick is to never leave Wisconsin.
If you stay long enough,
there will be snow.
Olivia, I know you wrote and recorded a Christmas song called The Bells when you were like 5 years old, but what's your favorite song for this time of year?
Yeah, my favorite Christmas song is Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. I love that song. It's so fun. There's like a horn section that I think is really fun and unique for a Christmas song. And it's kind of an anti-Christmas song, which is always, you know, fun to be a little counterculture every now and then.
Oh, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
In this country, more than 2 local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. 6 big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator for Planet Money podcast on NPR.